married, have babies, seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you in exile. Pray to the Lord on its behalf. In its welfare, you find your welfare. We're sojourners too. Okay, this is what Peter is alluding to. We're not in Babylon, but we're in Edmonton. We're citizens of heaven, first and foremost. This is the place that God has given us to live for now in the time of our sojourning. And the instruction is the same. Make a home, make a living, and seek not just your good, but the good of your neighbors. If this place prospers, you will prosper too. You are not here simply to wait out heaven, but to give your life for the good of your neighbors. Which means, that as we think about our lives as citizens in Edmonton or in Canada, and I hate to break it to all of us, we're going to have to do more than just complain. It is almost everyone's, I have found, favorite pastime to sit around and complain about the mess that everyone else is making of our country. There are happy exceptions, but by and large, we love to sling political blame, and we rarely hold our people to the same standard that we hold other people. My side is virtuous, the other side is evil. Fine, there is much cause for chagrin, no matter what political movement you may support. But how is our perpetual complaining or our firebombing posts on social media working to seek the welfare of the place that the Lord has put us? That's the question. That's the key responsibility that He's given to us. One of the books that I've read on this topic over the years is called Resident Aliens by a man named Stanley Hauerwas. Hauerwas is a Christian in the Anabaptist tradition, okay? And so he tends away from Christian engagement in public life, and he's not very fond of the religious right or moral majority or whatever you want to call it, that movement as a whole, and sometimes for good reason. So I was surprised when I was rereading him over the last couple of weeks to see him speaking very positively about something that Jerry Falwell did a couple of decades ago. And Jerry Falwell was a well-known Baptist preacher, fundamentalist Baptist preacher in the United States, one of the architects of the religious right movement. Falwell was raising money for a project to provide homes and medical care for young women enduring difficult, unexpected, or unwanted pregnancies. In promoting the project, Falwell argued that it wasn't enough for Christians to vote a certain way or to protest outside abortion clinics, though those things might have their place. Christians had to provide a practical way forward, a practical way toward what was good and right, caring for the vulnerable and protecting all life. And what he realized is that complaining and protesting weren't enough. If Christians are to seek the welfare of their place and in its welfare find their own, we will need to actually seek its good. It'll mean that all the energy we put into complaining we'll need to go into something else, into something that doesn't trash where we live but seeks what is good for it. So if we're upset that our neighborhood is an unfriendly place or that people different from us are moving in, organize a block party. Bring some baking to the new neighbors. Invite them over for dinner. If your block needs to be friendlier, lead the change. If you think our society is encouraging confusion rather than clarity about sexuality and gender, and it is, then get to know the homosexual or transgendered person working at your office. Have lunch together. Invite them over for dinner. Start a Bible study in your home and ask them to come. If you think today's youth are wandering aimlessly, offer to host the youth group in your home. Introduce yourself to some of the youngsters in your neighborhood. Listen to their troubles. Help with their homework. Let them know you can be a trusted and safe person if they're ever in trouble. At some point, we're going to have to stop complaining and start seeking the welfare of our place and start praying to the Lord on its behalf all the time. So that's the first thing. We must seek the good of the land of our sojourning. But also, we must live according to the laws of our homeland. Live according to the laws of our homeland. Now, don't hear me saying that you don't need to obey the laws of Canada, okay? You do. Even the ones you think are dumb or unnecessary. Romans 13 makes that crystal clear. Okay, God is the one who has put governments in place for the sake of good order. They are his ministers, whether they recognize it or not. The freeman on the land concept, which has gotten some press over the last few years, the idea that the government only has jurisdiction over you if you recognize their authority, and if you don't, you don't have to obey their laws, it sounds wonderfully libertarian. It is completely anti-Christian. You are required to obey the government's laws, even the ones you think are dumb. The only exceptions are when they forbid something that God commands, like if they outlawed organized worship, or if they command something that God forbids, like if they required that every pregnancy after having one child must be terminated. So what do I mean when I say we must live according to the laws of our homeland? I mean what Peter says in the second half of verse 11, back in 1 Peter chapter 2. I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. As sojourners and exiles, abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. When Romans 13 uses similar language, it talks about putting on Jesus Christ so we make no provision for the desires of the flesh, drunkenness and sexual immorality and quarreling and jealousy. And this is the point. Why, for Peter, this comes directly out of being sojourners and exiles. Why he can follow, since you are sojourners and exiles, with don't live according to the passions of the flesh. There are plenty of things considered commonplace, acceptable, and even desirable in the present order that run against the laws of our heavenly homeland, that run against the way that things are done there. There are many of them that are commonplace, acceptable, encouraged here. You don't like something someone did to you? You should talk about it to anyone who will listen. You want to have some fun with your friends? Get absolutely rip-roaring drunk. You really like someone you just started going out with? You should have sex with them. It's a great icebreaker. You want to figure out how to be happy? Check out all the stuff your neighbors have and then figure out a way to get some for yourself. These things are standard operating procedure for many in 21st century Canada, but you are not Canadians first. You are citizens of the heavenly city, waiting to descend to the new earth at the return of Jesus. And here's why these aren't small things. If we adopt the way of life of those who believe that there is no God, there is no moral law, there is no such thing as holiness, and there are no rewards or punishments after death, then it means that we belong here. That we have adopted this as our home. This is our homeland. This is the place that will teach us who we are and why we're here. This is our greatest love. This order of things is the source of our purpose and hope. So if we are sojourners, if we are exiles, We must live according to the ways of our homeland. We must remember that who we are comes from our Heavenly Father. When we sin or fail, He will forgive us. And then we pick back up with living according to the ways of our homeland, not abandoning it for the customs of the land of our sojourning. There are many ways that we can live as Canadians, okay? Where there is no conflict between the way of heaven and the way of Canada, be Canadian to your heart's content. But where they stand at odds with each other, we must choose the way of our homeland. And the last thing is this. We must also point to the hope of our homeland. This is what Paul's talking about when he calls us ambassadors for Christ in Corinthians. When one country sets up an embassy in another, it's called a mission, right? And all believers here and now are ambassadors for the kingdom of God in 21st century Canada. You are heaven's mission here. And Peter is directly referring to what Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Only Peter puts it this way. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable so that this is what happens. They see that there is something different about you. Because everyone that they know takes their cues for who they are, how they live, and why their life has purpose from here, from what it is to be Canadian. And there can't help but be a difference when we take our cues from those things, not from the mores and philosophies of our place of birth, but from the place of our heavenly citizenship. In many ways, your greatest apologetic for the truth of Jesus will not be your masterful deployment of presuppositional apologetics, or your arguments for the historicity of the resurrection, or your memorization of the case for the reliability of the New Testament, though those all have their place. It will be when you tell people you're a Christian and then you're not a complete jerk afterwards. It will be when people see that your political adversaries aren't your enemies, but your friends and your neighbors with whom you disagree. It will be when you actually seek the good of the people around you, not just the people exactly like you. It will be when revenge and bitterness aren't parts of your daily life. It will be when you remain full of hope, full of love, full of patience, and full of gentleness, even when Canada looks nothing like you think it should. Because your hope is not in a nation state, and certainly not in this one. Not in any particular political order. Not in who happens to be in power at the given moment. Not in your crusade to return to some bygone golden age, and not in your expectations for eventual utopia in this place through progressive systematic change. Instead, you have hope for a place where thieves cannot break in and steal, and where rust and moths and elections cannot degrade or destroy. I'm not trying to discourage celebrating the place that we live. There is much to be thankful for. If you got as red and white as you possibly can yesterday and sang the anthem at the top of your lungs, wonderful. If you find it hard to celebrate sometimes because you know that for there being much good, there is also much wickedness in the current state of things, I understand that too. What we need is always to remember that we are citizens of the kingdom of God first and foremost. Our Canadian citizenship, or wherever is home, is a very distant second to that. You long for a heavenly homeland. But this is the land where you sojourn. So love your neighbors, all of them. The earthly way is to seek the good of people like me, people who think like me, people who vote like me, people who care about the same things I care about. Everyone else can go away for all I care. But the heavenly way is to love your neighbors, even to love your enemies. Seek the good of the place where you live. The earthly way is to do whatever you want to do because your desires are what determines what is good and right for you. The heavenly way is to believe that Jesus is Lord because he came to die for us so that we are forgiven for all our sins and given eternal life if we put our faith in him. And since he's Lord, we need to live according to his ways, his character, and his law. And this sojourning faith is the same for Christians wherever we may live. Whether in Canada or America or Syria or South Sudan or the Netherlands or Guatemala or China or Iraq or wherever we may happen to live. Our charge, whether we live in a place with many freedoms or in a place where it is dangerous to confess Christ, is the same. Seek the welfare of the land of your sojourning. Live according to the ways of your heavenly homeland. Point others to Christ, who is our only hope for this life and for the one to come. Let's pray. Father in heaven, remind us every day that we are sojourners here, that we belong to you, we are yours, and we are citizens of the kingdom of God. Let us fly that flag first in our lives. Let it direct how we live in the land of our sojourning. And let the way that we do it be a faithful witness to the goodness of the Lord who bought us. Help us always to remember that we are His. That who we are, that our purpose here is not based out of what it is to be Canadian, but based on the fact that we have been redeemed from our sins and the curse of the law by the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have been given eternal life and set on the narrow path that leads to life. And so let us bring that life to bear now on the way we operate here. Jesus, help us. Let us live for the cause of good in our place. Let it be for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.